Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
In my preparation for Advent services this year, I noticed something obvious that I'd never picked up on before. The liturgical texts used by the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England are saturated with biblical texts which are used throughout the Advent and Christmas seasons. Please allow me to demonstrate. Advent is the time of preparing for Jesus' coming. So the first Sunday in Advent always recalls Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem as he rides upon the donkey to the accompaniment of joyous shouts from the crowd. In the divine service, as we await Jesus' coming to us in his body and blood in Holy Communion, we sing the Sanctus, which contains the words of Matthew 21, "Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna." During the second Sunday of Advent, we celebrate Jesus' baptism at the hands of John the Baptist in the Jordan River. John preached a baptism of repentance as he awaited the coming of the Messiah. And as we await the coming of our Messiah in the Lord's Supper, we too join in the words with John as we sing in the Agnus Dei, "O Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us." On the fourth Sunday in Advent, the Gospel reading is Mary's great song of thanksgiving to God for choosing her to be the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ, Luke chapter 1, verses 46 and following. In liturgical terms, this has become known as the Magnificat, and it is found in the daily offices of Vespers and evening prayer. Then there is the account of Zechariah, John the Baptist's father, who breaks out into joyous song after naming his son. A portion of this canticle contains the words, "And you, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give knowledge of salvation to his people in the forgiveness of their sins." Luke chapter 1, verses 76 and 77. This song, known as the Benedictus, is also found in the daily offices of Matins and morning prayer. On the night of Jesus' birth, the angels appeared to the shepherds who were watching their flocks on the hills near Bethlehem. After announcing to them the birth of the Savior, the angelic host breaks into song and sings, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those with whom he is pleased." Luke chapter 2, verse 14. These words form part of the Gloria in Excelsis near the beginning of the divine service. As we gather to receive the gifts of God in worship, we glorify God, who has had mercy upon us by sending his Son Jesus Christ into our flesh to take away the sin of the world. 40 days after Jesus' birth, his parents traveled the short journey from Bethlehem to Jerusalem to make an offering for their son at the temple. But while they were there, a man named Simeon, who was filled with the Holy Spirit, took the child up in his arms, and he glorified God, saying, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for the glory of your people Israel." Luke chapter 2, verses 29 to 32. These words also form part of the divine service, as they are sung following the reception of Holy Communion. We, who have seen and tasted our Savior, can now depart in peace. I don't know why I'd never really thought about how many of our liturgical texts come from the seasons of Advent and Christmas before, but boy, they sure do. I guess this shouldn't surprise us, because Lutheran worship is all about the Incarnation. For in the liturgy, Christ comes to us to give us life in the midst of a dying world with His Word and His sacraments. He is hidden under water and word and bread and wine, but He is truly there among us. He is Emmanuel, God with us. The shepherds went to Bethlehem to find their Savior wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. As surely as the shepherds found the Christ child and worshipped Him in Bethlehem, so we who come to worship God in church also find that same Jesus Christ. And there, in the liturgy, we see Christ coming to us to save us. He is there for you in these humble means, in water and word and bread and wine. So thanks be to God, because in the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from upon high has broken upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to give our feet into the way of peace. Luke chapter 1, verse 79. So let us pray. Stir up our hearts, O Lord, to make ready the way for Your only begotten Son, that by His coming we may be enabled to serve You with pure minds and hearts. Through that same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.